DOJ, tech executives fraudulently outsourced U.S. jobs to foreign H-1B visa workers. By John Binder on February 15, 2022. A pair of tech executives in San Jose, California, fraudulently imported foreign H-1B visa workers to the United States to hold American jobs they were not authorized to take, federal prosecutors allege. Namrata Patnaik, 42 years old, and Kartiki Parekh, 56 years old, had been charged with visa fraud and conspiracy to commit visa fraud after allegedly operating a job outsourcing scheme that delivered foreign H-1B visa workers to employers at huge profits. According to a federal indictment, Patnaik and Parekh were executives at Perfect Vips, a computer chip design company. From 2011 to April 2017, prosecutors allege, Patnaik and Parekh filed 85 fraudulent H-1B visa applications to import foreign workers only to then lend them out to other employers whom they were not authorized to work for. Once the applications were approved, Patnaik and Parekh instead created a pool of H-1B workers that were placed at employment positions with other employers. Not with Perfect Vips, a Department of Justice, DOJ, release states. This practice provided Perfect Vips an unfair and illegal advantage over employment staffing firms. During the period of Patnaik's and Parekh's conspiracy, the indictment alleges, the other employers paid fees of nearly $7 million to Perfect Vips to cover the cost of the H-1B workers' wages and salaries as well as a profit markup for Perfect Vips. Emphasis added. Patnaik and Parekh are due back in federal court in April and are each facing a maximum of 15 to 25 years in prison if convicted, as well as thousands in fines. The charges come as President Joe Biden recently expanded big business's ability to outsource thousands of coveted, high-paying American STEM jobs to foreign graduates. In fiscal year 2021, the top six H-1B visa employers, Cognizant, Amazon, Tata Consulting Services, Google, Microsoft, and Facebook, sought to outsource nearly 57,000 American tech jobs to foreign H-1B visa workers primarily from India and China. For years, Breitbart News has chronicled the abuses against white-collar American professionals as a result of the H-1B visa program. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. Nearly all of H-1B visa reforms imposed by former President Trump have been reversed by Biden and his top Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials. Last year, for example, Biden allowed corporations who had been denied foreign H-1B visa workers by the Trump administration to reapply. Tech executives are currently lobbying Biden to massively increase the number of foreign H-1B visa workers that corporations are allowed to import each year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.